You are now listening to a podcast from Cambridge University Press. And here's your host, Professor Jack C. Richards.
Today I want to talk about planning and reviewing lessons. Planning a lesson before teaching it is generally considered essential in order to teach an effective lesson, although the nature of the planning and the kinds of information included in teachers' lesson plans varies enormously. Experienced teachers tend to make less use of detailed lesson plans than novice teachers, and they often make use of what you could call a mental plan rather than a detailed written lesson plan. And lesson plans often differ from the lessons the teachers actually use, because often there's good reasons for shifting from a plan depending on the way the lesson proceeds and develops. Reviewing your lessons on a regular basis is a very useful activity, as it enables you to better understand what worked well, what didn't work so well, and why. So I want to consider here procedures for both planning and reviewing the lesson. Firstly, the role of the textbook. Textbooks often serve as lesson plans, of course, and schools make different use of textbooks in teaching. In some settings, the textbook is really the basis of what the students will learn and what the teachers will draw on, and the lessons the teachers teach closely follow the content of the textbook. Of course, experienced teachers tend to use textbooks more creatively than inexperienced teachers, and they often draw on teacher-made and authentic materials to supplement their textbooks, and they often find that they can make changes to the textbook to personalize it, to select it, to adapt it to meet their students' needs, perhaps based on modifying the content in a way, adding content, deleting content, perhaps reorganizing activities in the lesson, perhaps modifying or extending tasks to make them more suitable for their students. So the textbook often serves as the basis of a lesson, either in the way it's published or in the form in which you adapt it to make it more appropriate to your students' needs. And it's important for teachers to have the opportunities to learn how to review, adapt, and extend coursebook materials and to adapt them to their students' needs. You may, of course, develop your own lessons based on what you want to teach, going beyond the textbook times, for example. And this involves thinking about what is a lesson plan and what is the purpose of a lesson plan. You may, of course, develop a lesson plan around the textbook as well, because the book may require you to think through what you're going to teach and build your own activities around it. So one of the purposes of a lesson plan is to help you select, structure, and organize lesson content to make it work effectively for you. It provides, of course, a sort of framework or a roadmap for your lesson. It helps you think through and rehearse the teaching process and anticipate some of the difficulties you might anticipate, thinking about timing and sequencing. And also, of course, adapting it to make sure it reflects your own approach to teaching, your own principles and beliefs. And it can also provide a record of what you are going to teach or what you have taught. Even when you're teaching from a textbook, which, of course, contains lessons that have been already planned, further planning, as I mentioned, is often necessary to adapt it to your own teaching context, thinking about the resources you'll be making use of, and so on. So lesson planning, then, has a number of purposes, depending on how you use lesson plans in your teaching. Developing the plan, what goes into a lesson plan? There are, of course, formulas that you'll find in teacher resource books for lesson plans, but there are no simple formulas for what a lesson plan will include. Perhaps your institution has its own guidelines as to what should go into a lesson plan. But, of course, what constitutes an effective lesson will depend on many factors, including the content of the lesson, the teacher's teaching style, the students' learning preferences, class size, the learner's proficiency level, and so on. And so the lesson plan will reflect your assumptions about the nature of teaching and learning, your understanding of the content of the lesson, and how you plan to teach it. Generally, of course, it will include decisions you've made about the goals of the lesson, the activities you plan to use, the sequence in which they'll occur, the timing which will be required, how you'll group the students, and what resources you will make use of. So over time, you'll find that it takes you much less time to prepare lessons than when you first started your teaching. And sometimes teachers can look through the content of what they're going to teach and come up with good ideas for a lesson in a matter of minutes. What about the role of the lesson plan in teaching? Because teaching is much more than simply enacting a lesson plan. During the lesson, things happen that you hadn't anticipated. Individual decisions sometimes have to be made that shape the nature and progress of the lesson. And not all of these can be planned for in advance. These unplanned decisions are sometimes called interactive decisions. They may have to do with effectiveness. Are the tasks and activities working effectively? The focus, the language focus of the activity. Is there a sufficient language focus? Do I need to build in more language support? Do I need to step in and provide more vocabulary or review pronunciation and grammar? Issues related to grouping. Maybe the grouping arrangement I thought about didn't work very well. We'll switch to a pair work activity, and so on. So many of these decisions have to be made on the spot based on students' responses to the lesson. Do I need to clarify something? Maybe my timing anticipation is not going to work, and maybe I need to rethink the transitions I was planning from one activity to another. So a lesson plan should be regarded as a blueprint for action. In teaching your lessons, you'll often have to play it by ear and teach according to the changing circumstances of the actual situation. Sometimes you'll depart from your lesson plan because you want to make sure that some important principles you hold to are being realized in that lesson. For example, one principle that you may feel strongly is that you should always promote students' involvement, that lessons should always be student-centered. And so you may decide to drop an activity that you planned to give students more time to work on an activity that they were very interested in. Or you may have a principle that says, make the most of opportunities that arise during the lesson. So you may drop a lesson plan or part of a lesson plan and pursue a topic that came up that obviously was of great interest to the students at that particular moment. Lastly, after teaching a lesson, we really need to review what happened. Take a few minutes to go back and ask, did my students enjoy this lesson? Were there sufficient activities to engage them throughout the lesson? Which aspects of the lesson were the most successful or the least successful? What difficulties did the lesson pose? Or will I teach the lesson in the same way next time? Now, sometimes, of course, you'll make a mental note of questions like that after teaching a lesson. Sometimes it's useful to perhaps annotate your course book with those questions in mind, or if you keep a teaching journal, make a list of points that you want to think about, or make annotations to your lesson plan to remind you of what worked well and what changes you will make next time you teach the lesson. So since every lesson you teach has a life of its own, you'll often find that even if a lesson worked perfectly on one occasion, next time you teach it, it may not work in quite the same way. So teaching always involves adjusting your lesson plans according to the way the lesson evolves. In other words, it requires you to build a lesson around your plan based on the students' reactions to the lesson, rather than enacting your lesson plan based on your prior intentions for the lesson.